Sports Network.
This is Hyundai Cougar Postgame Live. Greg Wrubell, Hans Olsen up in our broadcast booth, and joining us from field level, the man who scored the game-winning touchdown for BYU tonight, Darius Lassiter, caps his remarkable night with a most memorable score. Darius, thanks for joining us and popping on the headset. You've had about a half hour, I don't know, to let it all sink in. What's going through your mind 30 minutes later?
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm still trying to get my voice back right now. I kind of lost that on that last play. But, yeah, it's a surreal moment. I'm just glad that I was just put in this position to even make this play for the team. And I'm so proud of these guys and the fight that we just showed.
Okay, sorry. Earlier in the quarter, it was a 3rd and 8 from the Oklahoma State 23, and they went deep back left pylon to you in a pass that was just beyond your outstretched hand, and you hit the deck, and you were slow to get up. Tell us what happened and what you hurt there and how you got back in this game.
Yeah, I just had landed on my shoulder a little funny, and it kind of just went numb on me, so I just lay down there and just had to catch myself and get back to what I was before that play.
You were sure you were coming back in, though.
Yeah, there's no way that I was going to miss this game.
So now, Darius, let's go to this play. I believe you lined up in the slot, if I'm not mistaken, and you find yourself in a deeper post from the 35-yard line. Walk us through the play. You guys get the spike. You guys get up to the line. Now walk me through that route and what you were thinking, knowing what play was coming.
Yeah, so originally it was a play for JoJo to get open. Two seam routes and then a dig coming from the outside. But once I ran my seam route, I kind of just, with the way I ended up, I was kind of just ended up in a wide open spot. So I just kind of like turned back in and just looked back at Jake. And JoJo is like 5 yards in front of me. So I thought he was throwing it to him. And then I was like, nah, I just got to go grab this. And so that's what I did. And made one guy miss off the catch. And then after that, made one miss going into the end zone.
I mean, I guess the cliche people use is your eyes get big when you see the goal line, right?
Yeah, I was just like, nah, there's no way I'm finna get tackled right here. So I just had to go. I had to go finish the play.
And the great thing is you get to score into the Rock end zone.
Yeah.
I mean, how fun was that tonight?
Nah, it was great. The Rock's always great. They always going to come out here and bring the energy. And then just seeing them just get lit up after that play, it was just the best feeling in the world.
6 catches for 129 yards and a touchdown tonight. And much chunk plays for you guys, too. I think you yourself had four receptions of 15 yards or more. Can you speak to the chemistry that you and Jake have developed right now as a quarterback-receiver tandem?
Yeah, it just shows that there's just the chemistry and it's all coming back together, especially after missing out on the first game. It was not enough time just to build it. You know, you go through fall camp and things like that, but it just shows the trust that he got in me, and it's going to keep going up even more. And I just want to be there to make that play for him because he put so much trust in me.
So, Darius, take us into the beginning of the second half. What's going through a receiver's mind when you're going a whole drive without a single pass and the run game's working? Like, what are you going through mentally in that?
Mentally, it's just how can I affect the run game and how can I help? So me, Chase, Keelan, everybody else in the receiver room, our goal is how can we help make this play burst even bigger than it was? So that's us getting down there and go getting linebackers, go getting safeties coming down, trying to come tee off on the running back. But we got to go out there and make that play, and that's what we did. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. You guys are having a good time down there for good reason. 7-0 with an extra day to get ready for your next game. What have you guys done as a 7-0 football team? What do you think you've told the country to this point?
It just told you that the fight of this team, that it don't matter who's coming out there, it don't matter any time of the day, that the Cougs are going to come out here and we're going to play for 4 quarters, 60 minutes.
You ready for Orlando?
Come on. You know I'm ready to get back in the heat a little bit, too.
Yeah, get those board shows. I know an Arizona kid. I know you're ready to go get back in that heat for a minute. What did you think of the weather that blew in?
This is real football weather right here, so this is not too bad, but it still can get a little chilly, though.
Well, you warmed up the Rock and the entire stadium tonight with your exploits. Congratulations to you. A special moment for you and the boys. Continue to enjoy it, and we'll see you again soon.
Unforgettable. Unforgettable performance.
Thank you, Darius.
Thank you.
All right, Darius Lassiter.